everyone. I want to thank you guys for tuning in for the second week in a row of the podcast, Miss Dahlia in the City. And our podcast this week is entitled Winning Season. Winning Season. Last week, we told our mountain to move. And this week, we're going to be talking about our season of winning. I had two verses that I want to share with you, but we're going to go into the first verse. And it is Ecclesiastes. Get so tongue-tied with that. Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 to 11. And it reads, "For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to cry and a time to laugh, a time to grieve and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to turn away, a time to search and a time to quit searching, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be quiet and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What do people really get for all their hard work? Have you seen the burden God has placed on us all? Yet, God has made everything beautiful for its own time. He has planted eternity in the human heart. But even so, people cannot see the whole scope of God's work from beginning to end." From beginning to end. Such a beautiful verse. It just reminds us about the seasons of our lives and the seasons of change. And I looked up the definition of seasons. And a season, the definition, there are two different definitions. The first one is that each of the four divisions of the year, and that would be spring, summer, winter, and fall, and they're marked by particular weather patterns and daylight hours, resulting from Earth's changing position with regards to the sun. And the second is the salt. It's herbs, seasons, or other spices that we add to food. So those are two different definitions of seasons, which are definitely relevant to our winning season. When we're looking at the first definition of season, we're looking at the four quarters of the year. And each quarter, we know that there's a change in the weather, right? And we know that there are different weather patterns and different daylight hours, and it results in the Earth's changing position with regards to the sun. And it's funny because when I was reading the definition, I said to myself, the sun, S-O-N, the son of God. So I looked at that and I said, okay. We're gonna go into talking about the winning season. Last week, we told our mountain to move, and this week, we're talking about the winning season. We're going to start with a word of prayer, and so let us be in reverence. Our Father, we just want to thank you for the different seasons of our lives. We know that there is a time to do all the things that you have set out for us to do. But there's also a time for us, the old to fade away and for the new to come in. And so, Lord, as we go through this podcast, I ask that we open our hearts and our minds to your word, to hearing this message, but also, Lord, to the things that you have promised to us that we are going to gain in our winning season. We would just want to thank you for everything that you're doing for us in advance. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. So I have a funny story to share with you guys. I just recorded a podcast that I thought I hit the record button, but I did not. And as a result of that, all the good stuff that I said at that time that I felt was relevant, that I felt was important, it did not come to pass. So we're here in this recording, and I'm going to go over what God wants me to say to everyone. So again, our podcast is entitled Winning Season, And I talked about my season when I was in the valley. And when I was in the valley, I had issues financially. I had relationship issues. I had friendship issues. I was questioning my own spirituality, questioning my relationship with God. I had issues even with my daughter. You know, I had trust issues. I mean, probably whatever you can probably think of was happening to me. I'd even gotten to a point where I became ill. And I was ill not just physically, but I was ill mentally as well, because my mind wasn't in the best place, and I couldn't understand why. But God wanted me to do some things, and I had to learn how to be obedient in that season. I told God, like, if I can just get out of this valley right now, and if things can just get better, you know, this is what I'm going to do for you, Lord. This is what I have declared over my life, and this is what I have promised that I will do for your people. And what I promised God and what I declared over my life, number one, is that I'm going to be healed. And I'm going to be healed financially. I'm going to be healed emotionally. I'm going to be healed mentally, that my heart is going to heal, and I'm going to be a healer. So I promised God all those things. I had even issues with a car that I had actually was totaled. And then I went for a year without a vehicle. And I was actually fine with that, because in that time, it was really not a time of lack. It was a time of learning. And it was a time that God was preparing me for the winning season, because there were things that I was going to be reaping and receiving that I needed to understand that valley at that time to be able to walk through the winning season confidently. And God said, I need you to pick up your things and I need you to move across the country. I was like, move across the country? I said, okay, since I've decided that I'm going to be obedient, this is what I'm going to do. The moment that I declared that I was going to move across the country, I'd applied for some jobs, and I received a call from the deputy commissioner personally about my resume and what, you know, the next steps was going to be. And it was like, literally, I had declared that I was going to move. I packed one box, and then I received a call about a job, and that was probably like something leading up to something. And then I received a big call from the commissioner like 5 minutes after I hung up the phone. And I was like, this is amazing. And I realized in that season of lack that all I had to do was tell God that I declared that I was going to claim this promise that he had for me. And when I look back over my life right now, had I not been obedient, had I not listened to the words of God, had I not actually put that action into play, I may not have received those blessings that he has for me. So in that time frame, I also promised God that I would encourage women when I'm in a position to do so, so that they can understand who he is and what his goodness is. And not just with the words, not just with my actions, but in a financial place where I can sow some money into someone, because I needed someone to sow money into me when I was in that position. And I had a mastermind group, and they were able to sow into me as I was able to sow into them, which that God gave me those relationships, and then it was just reciprocal. It was just amazing. So I'm going to interject and say that I actually have a conference that's going to be coming up in the last quarter of the year. And within that time frame, I want to sow into at least 13 women. I want to sow into at least 13 women, a minimum of $100 for each woman. So and that's what I needed at the time that I was there. And so I understand to be in a valley of decision and in a place of a lack and a place of feeling like your confidence is low. I understand that. And so I want to help some women get there, because that's what I promised God that I would do in my winning season. So I had a couple of things written down, and I wanted to share them with you. It's funny because I opened up to last week where I said you'll try on assignments that don't fit. And I've had plenty of trying on assignments that don't fit. But I had to realize that in my winning season, the assignments that has fit, God is going to see to it that those things come to pass. So it's winning season. Everything that is attached to you is going to win. It's going to win. You have the power of God in your mind. You have it in your heart. You have it in your hands. You have the power to put out the joy that God has given to you, to make that thing so contagious that somebody else wants to know God, that somebody else wants to be encouraged by God, that somebody else understands how important it is to be confident in God's word. So in your winning season, you know, I've come to understand a few things in my winning season. And I mean, one of the things that I definitely know is that I want everyone around me to win. That's just my heart. That's my spirit. That's how God's made me. But I also understand things on the human side of things. That in my winning season, not everyone's going to win with me, right? And it looks different for a lot of people. When you're winning, it's your turn. So I want us to understand that when you're winning, it is your turn. It doesn't mean that you're looking down on someone else. It doesn't mean that you don't wish that someone else will win. It just means that it's your turn. You have to be strong enough in your winning season to be able to go back to the others that you want to see winning and share knowledge and wisdom with you. But I also want you to be very careful in your winning season, because everyone that you see that claims to be your friend does not necessarily want you to win. And it's not because they have an ill will or evil mind set up against you, but it's because they don't even understand their own power and their value that's going to help them get to the winning season. So it always looks different. In the winning season, you definitely have to stay focused. Focus is like, it's number two because God is number one. But focus is number two, because if you're focused, you can be consistent. If you are not able to focus on what God has for you, you're going to lose sight of what he has, and it will take you a longer time to get to the purpose and the thing that he has for you. So, as I said, wanting everyone to win, it's realistic in your mind, but sometimes it's not always realistic because you can't really carry the weight of everyone's cross. And the cross, it does a few things, right? It helps us to look at our sin. You know that we are unclean and we're wretched. And so we're sinners that have no idea of the knowledge or the magnitude of what God has done for just us. The cross is a powerful thing. And my sister has a YouTube channel. It's called Sweet Psalm. And she has, her name is Latoya Ferguson, Sweet Psalm. And she actually has a devotion that she did on the cross. I will link her information, but she does have a devotion that she did on the cross, and it was amazing. And it talks about that the cross is important to us. It is there for us to look at who we are, as wretched and as unclean as we are, and it helps us to strive to being a better person, to being at a place where we understand our winning season and we invite God wholeheartedly into our winning season so that we can be at a place where we're consistent, so we could be at a place where we're able to bless others, so that we're at a place where we're looking and understanding who God is and what he does for us on a daily basis. So when it's winning season, one of the things that I learned about being in the valley versus the winning season, and everything is connected. In the season when you're in the valley, it is going to pour. It's going to pour. But here's the best thing that happens in everything that happens when it pours. As much as it pours, it is going to take that storm and take all that rain And imagine that all that stuff that you went through in the valley is all the stuff that you're going to benefit from now in your winning season, right? So I told you that I had financial issues. I had relationship issues. I had issues with myself and my daughter and in her teenage years. 18 is a tough time for us. I had issues with finding stable employment. I had issues with a car. I had issues with my health, like all the things that you probably think of. So that was what happened in the rain. Now God took all that stuff and he turned that around. So what was meant for evil, it was actually meant for my good. He turned it around. I'm working at a job where I have benefits. I work full time. Financially right now, I don't have those issues. I'm paying off things on my credit that I needed to pay off that I couldn't pay off when I didn't have any money. I was in that valley. I have a vehicle right now that God has provided me with. He's blessed me with it. Because the story around that is another story that I have to do another podcast. But the way that that vehicle came about, that was a whole blessing in itself. God had a place for me. He prepared the way before I got there. You know, I am forming stronger relationships with other people. And he just has blessed me tremendously. So everything that you're going to experience in the period of rain, in that rainy season, God's going to turn that around and it's going to bless you 10 times over in your winning season. Such an amazing, amazing thing. What you do when you get to that interim point is that you have to understand that God's going to open some doors, and all you actually have to do is wait for his yes. Wait for his yes. When he opens those doors, all you really need is one yes from God. You can get a thousand no from everybody else, but when you get a yes from God, that one yes, that's the pathway that opens up the doors to your winning season. It opens up the door to your winning season. Now, last week I said we talked about our mountain. So, you know, your mountain will still be there if you don't lean on God. And you're going to ask God to move that mountain. But really, essentially asking him to move it, you're actually asking him to destroy the mountain. Because if you move the mountain, it's still there. Our goal is to have God to destroy this mountain. And this happens in our winning season. You know, we learn how to deal with things differently in our winning season than we did when we were in our season of lack. Because when we're in season of lack, you don't see how God is working in your life. You have issues with not being confident. You forget. You lose sight of your goal and track of your purpose. And there's just things that you don't necessarily see, right? So one of the things I do want to say is that the things that you declare over your life in the valley, God is going to keep those declarations in your winning season. He's going to keep those declarations in your winning season. So when I do have one more verse that I did want to go into, and that was Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. And this verse came to me because I came out of that season of lack, but I was in a season of transition. And I had to get to the season of transition, go through that before I can actually look at how I'm going to get to the season of winning. There's so many different seasons of life. There's a season of lack, season of transition, the season of winning. There's a season of indecision. You know, so many different things. And I went through all that stuff. So the verse, Philippians 4, 6 to 7 says, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything you can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. His peace will guard your hearts and your minds as you live in Christ Jesus." Wow. I think that just like ties everything in. All that we do, all of our purpose, we must guard our hearts and our minds, because that's what is going to help us in our winning season. It's going to help us in our winning seasons. And I just thank God so much for moving from one place to the next, for transitioning, for his healing, for his mercy, for his increase, increase. And I say that because God has increased. Don't ever think that you're decreased. Even when you're in a valley, God is still increasing you. It is just reaching up and claiming it. Everything that he has promised to you, it is there. You have to be still, be obedient, listen to God, and claim his promises. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you so much for the promises that you have given to us, and we thank you right now for our ability to claim it. We thank you for the seasons that you've given to us for our lives, and we thank you for our winning season. We know that every single thing that we touch is going to win. Every single thought that we have is going to win. Every single action that we go through, it is going to win. And so, Father, we just want to thank you so much for this winning season. We thank you for moving our mountain. We thank you for destroying those things in our lives that were not meant to be. And Father, if there's anyone under the sound of my voice that does not understand their purpose and are in a valley, I'm asking you, Lord, to just touch them, heal them, open their hearts and their minds so that they can understand who you are, what their purpose is, and how you have favor on their lives, Lord. We just ask for we just want to actually come to you with gratitude. That's what we want to come to you with gratitude, and we want to thank you for your grace. We want to thank you for your mercy. We want to thank you for this word, oh God, that you've given to us, and we want to thank you so much, especially, above all, for your love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I just want to thank you all for tuning in. We'll be back next week with another podcast. And this is Miss Dahlia in the city. And remember to be blessed, love someone else, be grateful, and understand that this is your winning season.